So, dear devotees, today we have a subject before us, which, if you understand it, will help you very, very much in your devotional service. Sometimes, while we practice Krishna consciousness in the material world, we see that we are very enthusiastic, but at other times we see that our enthusiasm is not so big. Like yesterday, one of our ghosties was bringing this subject, was speaking about this subject. Now, as you will see in the seminar, which we will have now, we will discuss why this is so. And we will also discuss how we can overcome the obstacles to our enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness. Krishna Kaje, that this knowledge which we will discuss today is the supreme wisdom and the best of all knowledge. Knowing which all the sages have attained the supreme perfection. And I want to read to you from a purport of Srila Prabhupada, so that you just know how important the three modes of material nature are. This subject is so important that even someone who has no understanding of spiritual life, who has never had a spiritual vision or inspiration or knowledge, can easily understand this knowledge. You can just sit down on any street corner in Beograd with your stolica or without stolica and see how the three modes of material nature are acting upon every living entity. You will understand how they are all like marionettes. Marionettes? Marionette. Under the influence of the three modes, and you will be able to understand how also you are sometimes under the influence of the three modes. Furthermore, we will give a direct explanation how you can overcome these influences. In other words, we will give you scissors. Makaze. We will give you makaze in the hand, so that you can cut the influence of the three modes of material nature and become a free person. Isn't that a nice subject? So, in the 13th, it was clearly explained that by humbly developing knowledge, one may possibly be freed from material entanglement. It has also been explained that it is due to association with the modes of nature that the living entity is entangled in this material world. Now, in this chapter, the Supreme Personality explains what those modes of nature are, how they act, how they bind, and how they give liberation. The knowledge explained in this chapter is proclaimed by the Supreme Lord to be superior to the knowledge given so far in other chapters. By understanding this knowledge, various great sages attained perfection and transferred to the spiritual world. The Lord now explains the same knowledge in a better way. This knowledge is far, far superior to all other processes of knowledge thus far explained, and knowing this, many attained perfection. Thus it is expected that one who understands this 14th chapter will attain perfection. So after the seminar, it is expected that all of us go as perfected souls away from the temple, and we have no more problem, we are fully liberated. So we will make this as an experiment. Hopefully it will work in the Beogradsky temple. If not, then at least we are on the way of perfection. That's good enough also. First of all, I want to read to you how the... I want to first of all explain what the modes of material and nature are. You know, how they act and what they do. The general character, yes. There's ignorance, there's passion, and there is goodness. Now, you can see when the mode of ignorance increases, there is darkness, inertia, madness, and illusion. Sometimes you feel in your own life how you are becoming a little passive, right? You don't have so much dynamitsko, dynamic energy. Just become umarang, you sleep too much. This is inertia. Or sleep. One becomes very much an illusion. One is depressed. No hope. One feels. This means the mode of ignorance in you is becoming stronger. Now I will tell you what happens when the mode of passion begins to attack you. When there is an increase in the mode of passion, there is great attachment. I must have this. A new Walkman. Prabhupada says, and there is fruitive activities, that means activities of sense gratification. One thinks of sexual energy, what? If that is a word. One in the mode of passion is never satisfied with the position he has already acquired. If one is a good devotee, it's not enough. One must be a great devotee. One is never satisfied in the mode of passion, whatever one has attained. If he wants to construct a residential house, he tries his best to have a palazzo, as if he would be able to reside in that house eternally. And he develops a great hankering for sense gratification. For a man in the mode of passion, there is, or a janya in the mode of passion, there is no end to desires. It just goes on and on and on, like flowing, the desires flow like the river Donav. So then there is a mode of goodness. It means when all the gates of the body are illuminated by knowledge. Prabhupada explains a little bit about this. You know, when you hear the right things, when you smell the right things, when your mouth and all your nine gates are engaged in activities which make you happy, and which make you healthy. That's the mode of goodness. In the mode of goodness, one can see things in the right position. One can hear things in the right position. And one can taste things in the right position. Becomes cleansed inside and outside. In every gate, there is development of the symptoms of happiness, and that is the position of goodness. So, now you might ask yourself the question, how exactly can we understand the modes of material nature? What are they exactly, isn't it? You know, mode of nature. What is the Serbsky translation? Yeah? Guna, yes. Guna. We have not found in Serbian an equivalent word. Therefore, we have just taken the Sanskrit, guna. There is a word? It's like force. That's a Bosnian translation. No, it's all right. Why do you laugh? What is there to laugh? It is a good word. It's a, yes, it is the truth. I want to give you three examples which Srila Prabhupada has given us. You will understand it's force is a good translation. But there's, it's more than just a force, and you will understand in a moment. When you have colors, you have three main colors. Blue, red, and yellow. Is that correct, Vamsi? Three main colors. Now, if you mix these three colors, you get all the rest of the colors. For instance, green is a mixture of blue and yellow. Yes. So, in the same way, everything which you see in this world, let us say this world is like a picture, okay? So everything which you see is either a manifestation of goodness, of passion, or ignorance. For instance, animals. The cow is in the mode of goodness. The laugh is in the mode of passion. And the maimon, maimon. Not you. That is in the mode of ignorance. And you can see they behave like the cow is just standing up and is basically, you know, running around on the green meadow and is quite happy, you know, moo moo, and so on and so forth. The lion, to be a lion is actually a very great suffering. Do you know this? The lion eats, Prabhupada has explained this, the lion who is in the mode of passion, he eats one time and then he's very umarang. And he has to sleep. And then he sleeps for a long, long time. Or just lives. And then finally, his hunger is so big, he's so hungry, that he goes to the hunting. And then sometimes he's not successful in hunting. It's not every time. And he's so hungry, he could die from hunger. That's why the lions are so aggressive when they attack. They're just so there's so much suffering. This is how a person in the mode of passion is. This example has been given. He burns with desire, but the lion only burns, is hungry, I don't know, every 1 week? Who knows, biology? Three? three times in the week, every 2 days, he's hungry. Yes? But the person in the mode of passion is always full of desire. He can never sit still. A person in the mode of passion, if he comes into the temple, he cannot sit the whole lecture. He has to become active, pure passion. And then the Moimon is always in the ignorance. He just fools around the whole day and just suffering. So everything, also trees are in the different modes, landscapes, for instance, the mountains with the rocks are in the mode of passion, but nice meadows with lakes and trees in the mode of goodness. You can see these modes of nature, they have made the whole picture of material existence. That's one thing. States of being, in other words, are influenced by the mode of passion. States of being, Srinivas? Okay, that's all right, yes. Everything is made of people, fruits, and so on. Now, you can understand also the modes of nature in a second way. In this way, modes of nature bind you. Like the example has been given of a rope. A rope has three strands which are interwoven. In the same way, ignorance, passion, and goodness bind us. They condition us. Krishna Kaje, in the mode of ignorance binds you to madness, to indolence and sleep. Do you sometimes feel this when you are very umarang? It's almost like if a rope just binds you. You want to do something, but you're just too umarang. You can't think. Do you know this? Like when we come from the preaching programs at, 2 o'clock in the morning, we get out of the Volvo, and then I just always think, I'm so tired, maybe someone can carry me in the bed. I'm just so, and then I have to get out one leg before the next, and then I almost fall down in the green grass and begin to sleep there. It's the mode of ignorance, just. In Skopje, it's especially strong. Have you made this experience? You're so tired, you can't even raise a hand. Mode of ignorance. Mode of passion binds us to material fruitive activities. These people who go to work every day and just work and work and work from the morning to the evening, they are not free. They have to work. They are bound. In the mode of goodness, you are bound to happiness and knowledge. I do not know if you have these people in Serbia, but I have met in Switzerland people who live, they are vegetarians since 30 years. They live in the forest. They are so happy. And you tell them, this material world is a place of suffering. They don't understand it. What? It's all right. It's Moshe. And they cannot make spiritual advancement because they are bound by that. Okay, so this is the second definition of the mode of material nature. They bind us. This is more like our Minkas definition. Oh, sorry. Yes. My leg has fallen asleep. This is a mode of ignorance in the leg now. I can't move it. It really binds. What is your word for the mode? Strength? Force? Vesuchachila. Vesuchachila. It's a Vesuchachila. In other words. So. Almost. Then. Another or the third example is the example the modes of nature work like a piece of cloth. In this piece of cloth, well, not in this one, but there are three, usually there are pieces of cloth which have strands which go horizontal. Horizontal is this direction. Vertical, and this is called diagonal. You have it also. So, in this example, the modes of material nature, they are, you know, when you look like this, you cannot see me. This is how the modes cloud our vision. We cannot see the reality of Krishna. Krishna is hidden from our vision by the modes of material, by the material energy which manifests in these three modes of material nature. Maya javani kachanam. Queen Kunti Kajit. The Lord is hidden by the curtain of the modes of material nature. Like an actor who is behind the curtain and who cannot be seen unless the curtain just moves up. So when we come under the modes, under the influence, for instance, of ignorance, and we feel just so ignorant and so hopeless, and in such strong material consciousness, we can't see understand the law. Similar when we are in the mode of passion. We cannot find out the Lord. He's behind the curtain. When we are in the mode of goodness, we will see we can understand a little bit of knowledge. Symptom of the mode of goodness is knowledge, right? So then we can understand a little of Krishna, but not full, but a little. The mode of goodness, as we will see a little later, has to be cultivated in spiritual life, because it's the best position from where you can understand Krishna. Have you ever noticed there are some people who can understand very brizzle? It's because the mode of goodness, at least a little percentage, helps them. But if you are in ignorance and passion, you cannot understand, you cannot hold the knowledge. You may hear it, but you cannot hold it. So, to summarize my point, the mode of nature are influencing everything in this material nature, and they bind us. These two things, please let us remember. Srinivas, we will read now the quotation number 3, okay? Material nature, this is Krishna Kaji. Material nature consists of three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. When the eternal living entity comes in contact with nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, he becomes conditioned by these modes. And Krishna goes on. Prabhupada says this in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 12th verse. All material activities in the world are being conducted under the three modes of material nature. Although these material modes of nature are emanations from the Supreme Lord Krishna, he is not subject to them. For instance, under the state laws, one may be punished, but the king, the lawmaker, is not subject to that law. Similarly, all the modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, are emanations from the Supreme Lord Krishna, but Krishna is not subject to material nature. Therefore, he is nirguna, which means that these gunas or modes, although issuing from him, do not affect him. Yeah. So Krishna has created this material energy, which is made up of these three modes of material nature, and everyone in this material world is under the laws of these material modes, but Krishna, as the lawmaker, is free from them. Do you understand so far? Do you want to maybe ask a question which makes the point clearer? Then I will go on. See, when we give these seminars, I will just always talk briefly, and then you should immediately, if you have not been able to follow everything, or if it is not totally clear to you, then you should just ask on the subject which has been explained so far. So, are there any questions so far? Gurgopale?
In goodness, the senses are enlightened by knowledge and also one can see the things in the right perspective.
Yes.
Means that then one is free from the from the illusion of torsion.
Delusion, yes. Alma B.
Gorgo bi probably rekao da kada je prisutna vrlina, da je tada su sva čula osvjetljena znanja. I da li to znači da da u tom momentu smo oslobođeni iluzije?
Yes, one is sloboda of illusion, yes. In the mode, for instance, a typical example for someone in the mode of ignorance is the you would like this very much. It's a hare. Do you know what a hare is? It has these long zits. So once there was a zits, and he was living under a underneath. He had his hole underneath a coconut palm tree. So next to him was a big leaf of the coconut. And then one day a coconut fell on the leaf. And wait a minute, I have to do this. And it doesn't work. It made a very loud noise. Because of the, it was a dry leaf. And he thought, my God, the world is going to crack. and he went to the buffaloes. He began to run. And he came to the Jelenka. Why are you running? Asked the Jelenka. The world is going to crack. Really, said the Jelenka, and began to run. So they came where the buffaloes are. And the buffaloes asked, why are you running like this? The world is going to crack. Really? And the buffaloes began to run. They came to the slunch. And the slunch began to run. And finally the whole jungle was running. The world is going to crack. So they came to this old laugh, to this old lion. And he asked, why are you running? The world is going to crack, said the tigers. The tigers informed him. Who said so? Asked the lion. Well, I heard it from the slunch. Well, asked the slone from whom he heard it. Slone said, I heard it from the buffalo. The buffaloes, plural, heard it from the... And finally, it was found out that they heard it from the hare. Yeah? So the lion went to ask the hare to come and said, I don't eat you, I just want to know something. Why do you say the world is going to crack? Well, I heard this noise, said the hare. Where did you hear this noise? Well, I was in my hole, and all of a sudden, I knew it meant the world is going to crack. Okay, said the lion, let's go where your hole is, and let's find out if the world is really... And they went, and they saw that there was a dry leaf, big leaf, and on top a coconut. So the hare was in ignorance. And the lion said, ha-ha, here, this is the cause. So the hare was in ignorance. He didn't have proper knowledge. He made the wrong conclusions here. His strach, his fear of material existence, and his general ignorance of the hare consciousness brought him to make the wrong conclusion. This is how a person in the mode of ignorance is. Yes, so if you, for instance, many people in Serbia, they eat meat. This is totally ignorant. They think, we are made from meat. If we don't eat meat, how can we grow? Well, then the plant should also eat a plant. Otherwise, he cannot grow from water. Or another, in the mode of passion, you think, sex only jivot. Sex. Makes you satisfied. But show me one person who is satisfied. Even when they are old people, they have to see videos and you go to the club, topless club. These modes, so if you are in the mode of goodness, Gogopal, you won't be in such illusion. You are illumined by knowledge, which you are. Anyone else? Atmavi.
Should we understand that those modes of material nature are some kind of influence of material energy?
But they are also states of being. Yeah, with the influence you have Minka's understanding, which is very good. He's a great philosopher, Minka. But they are also states of being. You understand states of being?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sudarshan.
How is it possible to stay in the mood of goodness always?
That we will discuss. That's on our list. You know, we are first only discussing what the modes are, and later we will describe how we can cultivate certain modes. It's an art that you can always be enlightened. This art is given by Krishna. It's a very good question, but we will discuss later. Great detail. Okay, so can we go on? Da?
Yes.
Continuation. Okay. How do you like this subject? It's interesting, yeah? Krishna Kaje. We read number four. Therefore, please hear. You have to concentrate. It's a little difficult, but it will, when you hear the first lesson, if you understand the first lesson, you will understand everything else very lucky. Very easy. Material substance place result of activity vreme knowledge work the performer of work faith state of consciousness species of life and destination after death are all based on the three modes of material nature. O best of human beings, all states of material being are related to the interaction of the enjoying soul and material nature. Whether seen, heard, or only conceived within the mind, they are without exception constituted of the modes of nature. What you hear, what you see, Prabhupada says we are in an ocean. When you swim in the ocean, in the waves, everything is made of water, of different waves. So in the same way, the waves of material nature, or the modes of material nature, are surrounding you. The elements which make up this material manifestation, yes? Are organized by the modes of material nature to form the whole picture of material life. Now, there's an interesting point which we want to make here. Although everything is done by the modes of material nature, we all have the feeling that we are the doer, isn't it? You don't say, well, my arm is lifted by the modes of material nature, but you say, I'm lifting my arm. Or you say, you don't say, for instance, you don't say, sleep controls me, but you say, I'm sleeping. Isn't it? This is how we feel, at least. Krishna discusses this illusion in the material. He says that under the influence of false ego, ahankara, you think yourself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality being carried out by the modes of material nature. You just identify with this, but whether seen, heard, or conceived of, all states of being are without exception influenced by the modes of material nature. They are not influenced, constituted by the modes of material nature. But it's very difficult to see them working because we are so much under ignorance. It is so difficult to see them working in our own selves because we are deluded by the modes of material nature. It's just like when you put sugar into water and shake it, you cannot see the sugar any longer in the water, isn't it? You cannot see the difference between sweet water and normal water. This is how the modes of material nature just work in our consciousness. We can't see them. But it's easy to see them in someone else. Therefore, after this seminar, you should just take your Stolitzer, you know, sit and Sremski, Kralovsky, and you know, just look at the people. There will be someone who goes like, full with Slilovich, you know. Just go, you can immediately see there's a mode of ignorance working. It's like an you should do this. No, honestly, I'm sometimes doing this in Heidelberg. I'm standing at the window, have my Stolitzer there. I'm looking, because just before our Ram, there is a bus station. You know, and on the bus station, you can see all the modes of nature just working. You can see someone comes, you know, and it's all dirty. And as, you know, just comes out of the bus and you see, oh, the mode of ignorance. Or you sit at Smrensky, Krylovsky, you know, you see the Albansky coming by, you know. Oh, the mode. Anyways, one must be careful here. Maybe we have an Albansky back there. No. They are not under the mode of ignorance. They are under the mode of goodness, the Albanian people. Anyways, and you see another person just working very fast. He wants to make a lot of money, and he's dressed properly, and he goes like, oh, much too late, and you know, then he goes, you see, mode of passion. He's attached to the fruitive activities. Mostly in this Kali Yuga, mode of ignorance and mode of passion, the Sankirtan devotees, they have a lot of experience of this. Isn't it, Advavi?
Yes, but mainly those two guna can be found.
Yeah, mostly these two guna.
Very rare.
Now, what you have to know is, you have to understand that these modes are not always manifesting themselves in a pure way. They're coming in a mixed way. A little passion, a little ignorance, and sometimes a little goodness. Malle, 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 malle. They come in a mixed way. They don't always come just in only pure ignorance. Now, who of you likes rock and roll music? That's music in the mode of passion. You can see when we dance on the stage. Anyways, when you chant Hare Krishna, it's a little different. But you know, when Jimmy Page makes his soli, then you can see how the conditioned souls go like. Have you seen? Isn't it? On the video, you can see. You can see this music. It just grabs the genetic codex. The mode of passion has them, isn't it? Or this rap music is especially, isn't it? This is very much ignorance and passion. So, Prabhupada Kaje. This is now number 5. The civilized life of man with a passion for various types of material benefits is the state this very interesting music is a and they say it's transcendental. I mean, I know devotees who think that Jimi Hendrix music is divine. you know, everyone projects the highest ideal into whatever he is conditioned to. But Prabhupada here says these are under the mode of raja or passion. Okay, so let me see where I will end. Now, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, this is in answer to Sudarshan's, but it also answers his questions, that one who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature, and thus comes to the level of Brahman. It is a spiritual level. See, Arjuna has asked Krishna, how can one overcome the influence of the modes of material nature and come to the transcendental position? And Krishna had explained to Arjuna before that the whole world is acting under the spell of the modes of material nature. Prabhupada says one should not be disturbed by the activities of the modes of nature. Instead of putting his consciousness into such activities, he may transfer his consciousness to Krishna activities. Krishna activities are known as bhakti yoga, always acting for Krishna. Like yesterday, one young devotee was asking a very nice question. She was asking about sometimes being, in the beginning she was very enthusiastic, and then this enthusiasm went away, and now it's just, you know, just the opposite of enthusiasm. This is so because the consciousness of the conditioned soul is often totally absorbed in the material activities. We hear about Krishna, but our consciousness is still absorbed in the activities. We have to go to school, we have to put our lives in order, we have to live somewhere, we have to get dinas or nimechkamaka, so on and so forth. And then we become disturbed by absorbing our consciousness in these material modes. Our consciousness becomes controlled. It becomes colored, so to say. And it's not possible for us to see things as they are, to see even Krishna consciousness as it is. So, the activity which we should do is we should put our consciousness into Krishna conscious activities. And if we do this, we become illumined. Like our Sankirtan devotees have a practical experience of this. They go out and distribute literature with the desire to enlighten conditioned souls. And at the end of the day, they are just so happy. They have so much, they feel so almost so much light in their consciousness. Have you ever had this in your devotional service? That you just, it comes because your consciousness was not absorbed in material activities, or strach, or anger, or pojuda, or these things. But you have engaged your consciousness in thinking for Krishna. That's so nice. then you can actually transcend the modes of material nature. At the end, okay, so let me just see, any questions up till now? Further questions?
In the four quotations, it's mentioned that among the other items, time is also based on the three modes.
Yes. 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 The thing is, time, there are different times which are in the, for instance, the morning time is in the mode of goodness. That's why those who are not yet so much in the mode of goodness cannot relate to the morning time. For the materialist, the morning time is an absolute dead time. 4 o'clock, it doesn't even exist in the calendar of the materialist, isn't it? When we do Mangal Arati, that's 4 o'clock, no bar is open, no bus drives. Maybe here the buses go at 4 o'clock, maybe not. No bus drives, no subway, no disco is open. 4 o'clock, just meant for sleeping. Whereas we think, this morning I looked who was there at 4 o'clock and I saw, you know, very enthusiastic devotees, bright-faced. They think, very good. Namo Nama Tulasi Krishna Prayasi. Lots of things to do, lot of things to say, to sing, you know. Dancing at 4 o'clock, no problem. So, that's a time in the mode of goodness. It's very good for spiritual activities. Then, in the Sankirtan devotees also know, when they distribute in the morning, like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, people are more mellow. But then as the day goes on, from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, the passion comes up. Stronger, 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 stronger. And in the evening, then ignorance. Only sense gratification. There's something to eat. You, in Beograd, everything smells, you know, like a slaughterhouse at 8 o'clock, isn't it? And then at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, sexual energy, what? And then that means mode of ignorance becomes very strong, passionate ignorance. And then just 2 o'clock, mode of ignorance. These are, the day is, the times of the day are under the different modes. So therefore, if you want to become happy in your spiritual life and knowledgeable, get up early in the morning. Otherwise, you're a depressed snob. See, the thing is, you become infected by the modes of material nature if your mind thinks about certain things. Your mind wraps itself around something and then it stays with you. It's just like a lasso. Then I bucked a bludger and the lasso. But that is a good catch. Normally the mind doesn't think of Bhakta Blaja, but thinks of a new Walkman. One devotee gave in Germany a very nice example which I want to tell you. The Janya goes in the shopping street in Beograd and sees cosmetic shop. Ooh. And then sees a wonderful green lipstick. You think, wow, green lipstick? Never heard of a green lipstick. You know, and he just looks and there's a nice attractive picture with a a nice, attractive woman who has a green lipstick, and the whole world looks at her, you know, and then the poor conditioned soul begins to, you know, then it's in the mind, the green lipstick. Why not? And it thinks, you know, then the Jenny goes to her working place and thinks, I think I must buy this green lipstick. It's just so good. You know, something new. I can also paint my ears green. I don't know, it will all come, you will see. Now we are laughing, but tomorrow it's the newest fashion. And they begin to imagine, in the mode of passion, oh, this green lipstick, everyone wants to kiss my ears, you know, and I become highly successful in my life, you know, with this green ears, and so on and so forth. It's a, I'm making it a little funny, so that we can think about it, because if it's too close, the examples, then we become all infected by the modes, even if we hear it, you know, so I will use some abstract examples which are remain a little far. So, and then the girl thinks, if I get more money, I will get more dresses and more interesting kinds of perfume and so on. The mind is just thinking of these things and wraps itself around these things so that it's staying always in the mind. That's why you must put your mind on Krishna. So that you are not, that your mind, it has to go somewhere, doesn't go to any material objectives. What is the medicine of someone who is totally under the control, under the lasso of his mind? He must think, he must put something else in the mind, Krishna. This is the whole process of Krishna consciousness. To always think of Krishna, never forget him. So, even when you do devotional service, you have to come to the platform, but even if you do this, thinking of Krishna and doing bhakti, you know, we speak of rising above the modes, lower modes, and coming to the higher modes of goodness. It's just like climbing up a ladder. When you go higher, you can go onto the roof. So you can come away from the influence of the lower modes, ignorance and passion. If you climb up the ladder of goodness, and because there you can develop knowledge. You know, ignorance is on the lowest step of the ladder, passion is on the next higher, and goodness is on the highest. Yes? So, if you go to the highest state, it is material state, it's still material, it will be easily, more easily possible for you to cultivate knowledge in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Kapila Dev says, devotional service has to be performed strongly in perfect knowledge and with transcendental vision. You shouldn't be ignorant. You can do your devotional service blindly. It's possible. Due to material emotion, sentimental feelings, so nice. Or you can just have a mental concoction. We read 8, Srinivas, quote 8. It is mentioned that one has to perform devotional service in full knowledge and is able by development of knowledge to understand his constitutional position and relationship with the super self. In this way, one becomes fixed in devotional service and faith cannot be shaken by any material allurement. This we will discuss this evening, that even in devotional service, the modes can be present, and then if you are not on the higher mode of goodness, then it is not possible for you to hold the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, and you can be easily shaken, like a sentimental bhakta who has no knowledge about what should be done and what should not be done. He can easily be shaken, whereas a devotee who knows what should be done, you know, goodness, and what should not be done, and who has transcendental knowledge, anything can happen in the world. He is not impressed. At the end of our seminar, we hope that all of us will be like this. Isn't it, Nita-chan? Good. So, Hare Krishna Prabhu, I do not know, some of you look so uninspired. Do you understand what we are talking about? Or am I just, you know, talking right? I think this evening session will be easier for you. Not easy, it will be more interesting. I think you understand everything, that's not the point, but it will be more relevant, because we will discuss what is devotional service under the modes of material nature. Most of us here are practicing devotional service, and they need strong helping hand. So I want to come to a close here. I want to encourage you to become strong in devotional service by developing knowledge so that you cannot be shaken. The platform of goodness, you cannot be shaken. But if you are in ignorance and passion, the smallest thing can just disturb you and drive you loody. Okay, we will end here. I think we will take also prasadam now at 3 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Oh, then we have time. If you have any questions, please ask them now. Yeah. You are always this, it's nice that you have questions. Let me just see if someone has no. Dharma Setu, the bridge of Dharma.
Is it really necessary to come through the most lower parts of nature, goodness, passion, until you come to the highest?
Very good question. A little while ago, I gave the example of someone who walked up a ladder, right? Ignorance, passion, goodness. Now, in devotional service, Dharma Setu asked, is it necessary for us to just climb through these modes of material nature? The answer is, in theory, you can transcend all these modes of material nature. But we see at the same, but this only holds true if you are taking to very strong devotional service. But in general, we see that devotees, due to their past conditioning, lose their enthusiasm and fall back on the material platform. And they become again active under the modes of material nature. So, I can tell you an example, and for these devotees, and this is applying to all of us, it is very helpful to know how you can cultivate the mode of goodness which will help you to jump to the transcendental platform. It's easier to go from the mode of goodness to the transcendental platform. Therefore, Prabhupada says someone who is in the mode of passion and ignorance cannot practice devotional service. You have to learn how to cultivate it, and we will talk about this a little later. I want to give you an example. Do you know what a punk is? It was in Berlin. We had the Goranga Bhajan group concert, and Sri Vishnupad was giving a lecture from the stage, and I was sitting where Bhakta Goranga always sits, you know, at the mixing pult and translating the lecture. And all of a sudden I saw before me a punk. He was very dirty, had very funky hair, and there were two rats just coming out of his jacket. What is a rat?
Pazzo.
Pazzo, yes. Two pazzos were coming out of the jacket. And I couldn't believe that I saw this. But he was just lying down, you know. Punks don't sit very easily. It somehow doesn't work so good, the sitting mechanism. So they lie down and you can't really say anything because they are just so much in this mode of ignorance, you know. You cannot expect much more from them. So they were, let's see, and then the whole audience said, translation, translation, Übersetzung, Übersetzung. And Vishnupad looked at me and said, hey, they all scream Übersetzung. What has happened with you? Have you died or what? And I said, no, I saw the mode of ignorance. I just couldn't, you know. So a little later, 2 weeks, I came to the farm and I saw the same punk. He was in the bhakta room and sleeping. Totally asleep. And, you know, then in the evening I came and gave a lecture. And after I came out of the lecture, I went past the brahmachari room, but there was a punk, he was still sleeping. Mode of ignorance. So then 2 weeks later, I saw him at a kirtan, standing there. He was slowly getting active, you know. Mode of ignorance means helpless or hopeless, and mode of passion means active. You know, he was slowly getting active. So I thought, that's a good sign. He's coming slowly up. But he was not there during the lecture, because that was just too much, you know. You know, we could see him more and more coming up, you know. Then the next time I saw him covered with dirt, all blissful, he came from the cows, he liked to work with the cows and become just dirty with the cow dung, you know. You know. And then later I saw him shaved up, you know, and he was in the lecture, you know, writing notes you know, developing knowledge, you know. So that was very good for devotion. And then later he was on Sankirtan. Now he's the leader of, anyways, I won't tell who he is. In preaching we sometimes see this, you know, that this is, yes, so it is important, Dharma Setu, that we rise from the lower modes and come to the higher modes. Otherwise it's just too difficult for us. Dayane. Yes, that is a fact.
On the other hand, Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that actually this material world is just a reflection of the spiritual world, of reality. So the question is there some equivalent, something which is substitute, I mean, instead of most material nature in the spiritual world?
Yeah. Very good.
Pitanje.
Loud.
Srila Prabhupada kaže u Bhagavad Giti da sve je zapravo dirigovano zakonima, tim gunama materijalne prirode. Ali na drugu stranu Srila Prabhupada kaže da je ovo zapravo samo odrast duhovnog sveta. I pitanje je, pa kakva je onda to sila koja deluje u duhovnom svetu umjesto guna?
In the spiritual world, there are three powerful energies. It is the Hladini Shakti, Sandini Shakti, and the Samvit Shakti. Hladini means the pleasure potency, which inspires the devotees to serve the Lord. Srimati Radharani is a manifestation of the pleasure potency. And we pray in devotional service, my dear Srimati Radharani, please engage me in Krishna service. Pray like this. Harade! Anyway, many shlokas. There's a Hladini Shakti. There's a pleasure. And when we engage in that devotional service, we become full of pleasure. Then there is a Samvit Shakti. Samvit means knowledge. By this Shakti, the devotee knows his eternal relationship to Krishna. And then there is the Sandini potency, which is the eternal being potency. These are the three energies in the material world, in the spiritual world. And if someone engages in the spiritual world, he becomes also inspired by these spiritual energies. He develops knowledge, spiritual knowledge. He develops an understanding of his eternal being, Sandini, and he develops pleasure. But they are not exactly like the modes of material nature. Something similar. Some similarity.
Do the modes come from them, actually?
You know, when the... It is like this. Yes, there is a connection to the modes. Tapatraya. It is said, when the soul... That these spiritual potencies, when the soul acts in the material world, instead of being controlled by these three, he becomes controlled by the three modes of material nature. You understand? How foolish we are! What are we doing here? Controlled under the modes of material nature. We come from a kingdom of God where we are controlled, where we are, you know, not controlled, where we are in contact with pleasure potency, this eternal being potency, and this knowledge potency. But instead, we are now with the sleeping potency. It is a scandal. We have become a Mayadas. A Mayadasi. Not a Krishnadas or Krishnadasi. Okay, so I think we are finished here. In 10 minutes there will be prasadam. This evening we will continue to talk about it. Also, I want to tell to the devotees, make an announcement on behalf of the Transcendental Theatre Group. What is the name of the theatre group?
Chintamani.
The Chintamani Group. The Chintamani Group is preparing a very interesting drama, which we will see tomorrow. Yes? Maybe this evening I will show some slides. I have very interesting slides which I wanted to show the devotees. But we will also hear a little bit more about the modes of material nature, how they are influencing, for instance, in chanting sometimes. Yeah, they are chanting in the mode of ignorance. You will all come. It will be like a very... we will have a mirror before our face this evening. Okay. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Adi Gaura.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.